Our good friend of the show, formerly of TSN, now in Fox Sports 1 in L.A., Jay Onright, preparing for what could be a parade celebration in Los Angeles tonight, Jay. Are the Fox studios prepared in case the Kings win? Like, do you guys have to worry about riots in L.A.?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. We'll see. The city's actually pretty excited about it. It's a better hockey town than I anticipated moving down here. So no, it's been pretty fun covering the series down here. It's nice to be living in a city that actually has teams that have a chance to win the Stanley Cup, unlike Toronto where I used to live.
Well, hey, you're coming to Edmonton this weekend, so guess what? Edmonton hasn't been in the playoffs in 8 years, so welcome to hell if that's what you're thinking about that way. Now, you and your good buddy Dan O'Toole, like, do you guys ever go anywhere separately? Do you guys have to go together as a team all the time? Because I know you're coming into Edmonton for the big Alzheimer golf tournament on Monday, and you're having a big party at the Mercer on Sunday night.
Yes, we will be at the Mercer Tavern on Sunday night. We like to travel in packs because otherwise if we don't show up together, we will just get the inevitable questions all night of where is the other guy. So we like to show up in packs. Two of us will be there Sunday night. It's going to be a great time. Hope to see everyone down there. Greg, are you going to come down?
Well, yeah, for sure. O'Toole said he's buying, so I'm in.
No, that's a lie. There's no way that O'Toole said he was buying. That's an absolute. You just lied to me.
No, Jay, you know why? Because I golfed with him in Brian Mujic's tournament from a few years ago, and I've got some stuff that I've held over his head so he knows he owes me. It's basically bribery is what it is.
Like murder?
Well, I can't say. I can't say what it is.
Like murder. Right?
Like, you know, I would hope it's not that serious, but hey, you know O'Toole. You can't rule out anything.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. There's no question about that. All I know is I've never heard him say the words, "I'm buying," in the entire time I've known him for over a decade. So yeah. I know that you're lying about that.
Who's tighter with their wallet, O'Toole or Rashog?
Rashog's like MC Hammer right after You Can't Touch This compared to O'Toole. I mean, it's not even a question. O'Toole is the tightest of all human beings on the planet. And he'll probably retire within 5 years because of that. So he'll have the last laugh.
Oh, that's good.
Jay, you talked about the atmosphere down there. You were in Toronto a long time, nothing doing for the Stanley Cup. We've been sitting here waiting for something to happen since the Cup run of 06. No cigar on that front. How high in the city's profile have the Kings risen, being able to take a run at another cup down in Southern California?
It's pretty good. I, you know, here's the thing with LA. It's there's two teams that rule the city. It's the Dodgers and Lakers. It's a Dodger town and a Laker town first, 1A and 1B, and everybody else is a distant third. Having said that, as Larry David would say, the Kings have a pretty good fan base. I kind of liken it to the National Lacrosse League in Canada, where, you know, most of the fan bases have that dedicated, great, you know, 16,000 to 18,000 fans will show up to every game, but the team never gets spoken about in social media, local radio shows, or anything. I mean, at least that's how it was for the Toronto Rock in Toronto. I can't speak for the teams in Alberta. So, you know, saying that, it's not such a bad thing. It's certainly not a dire situation like Florida or Carolina or anything like that, where you're wondering if they're going to have anyone show up for games. I went to several regular season games, and every game was full and packed, and the hockey fans are somewhat knowledgeable. You got to remember, too, this team's been around a little longer than those Sun Belt teams that came around in the 90s. So the fan base is actually pretty educated, and obviously the success helps any team. So I know I think people are pretty excited down here.
Jay Onright joins us from Fox Sports 1. Him and O'Toole will be in town Sunday night, the big party at the Mercer. Come join him, and then they're golfing in the Alzheimer tournament on Monday. Now, Jay, you were in Toronto for a long time. Now you go out to California. You guys were kind of a big deal in Toronto. Have you become as big of a deal in L.A., and how have you adapted to all of the sun? Do you have, like, a year-round tan?
Yeah, I do. I do have a year-round tan. I look pretty good, though it's like a year-round tan where it looks like I was wearing Mormon underwear, where I just had like the T-shirt and the you know, the the underwear area are all white, and then everything else is a rich maple syrupy brown. So overall, and that, I think I look pretty good. And then in terms of the city itself, people have kind of embraced us here. It's been a pretty good year for us in terms of ratings and everything. I mean, ESPN's such a juggernaut, and that's who we're going against. So it's going to take us a long time to get anywhere close to where they're at. But so far, it's been pretty good. The weather does not suck, I will say that.
Before I let you go, I have to read this text message. Jason, can you ask Jay Onright to use his sexy voice? I'm a huge fan, Samantha. I'm not. Do you have a sexy voice? Like, do you turn it on and off magically?
This is it. I've been using it the whole time. I can't believe you guys don't have boner.
Thankfully, Brownlee's on the other side of the table, so I can't confirm or deny that in his sense. I didn't know he's had a smile on his face the entire time he'd been on. So
totally explains Brownlee's smile. It's perfect.
Well, hey, I'll tell all of your fans to sure to come see you on what time are you and Tightwad O'Toole coming down on Sunday night?
I got to be honest, I'm not sure of the exact time, but I know we will be there all night into the wee hours. So I would say, you know, any point from 9 p.m. on, we will be there hanging out, and we would really love to see everybody out at the Mercer on Sunday because we love to greet everyone. Can't wait to see you there, Gregor. We're going to have a good time. Brownlee will be there in a loose-fitting pair of sweats with an enormous erection. So either way, I think it's going to be a great. Have I gone too far on this radio?
Yes, you have.
Well, no. Hey, I'm sure you've said a guy with sweatpants and a huge erection on most interviews. So this is just normal.
It's pretty much my standard sign off.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, it's your new sign-off on Fox Sports, and so we'll that's why you'll have way more listeners and way more viewers now because of it. I love it. Jay, I know you're busy. You got to run because you got to get some makeup, and hopefully don't cause too many other boners around the station, and we will see you on Sunday.
Thanks very much, my friend. We'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.